Welcome back to a special episode of Vikings Connected, everybody. This is The Connection. It's our election episode for the season. My name is Aaron T. Newberg, proud to be your Secretary of State.
Yes, and my name is Christopher Allen Hockey, and I'm here to let you know why I'm the correct choice. In fact, I don't have anything really prepared, but actually, I'd like to say a few things about Aaron. In fact, take a look at this.
Chris Hockey is a proven host. Over the past 10 years, Chris has guided numerous radio and TV shows to new heights, even helping local personalities like Beefstick gain popularity along the way.
I'm stuffing my teeth, but I don't care.
On the contrary, his opponent, Erin Newberg, has brought her show to new lows. Giggling and hysterical breakdowns have risen a staggering 82%. Meanwhile, co-host after co-host have conveniently disappeared. So this November, say these two words: Never Newberg.
Clearly none of that is true. It is obvious my opponent is running a massive smear campaign against me. You can go to my website and check all of the facts. I'm the perfect representative for you. Take a look at why.
Wrong.
Erin Newberg is a proven host. During her three-year run as the host of Vikings Connected, successful segues are up nearly 55%, while FCC violations have gone down a miraculous 99 points. Also, did Chris Hockey murder Ben Lieber?
Bye!
This November, there is only one clear choice for Connected. Vote Newberg now.
Well, that's clearly ridiculous. I wish I had a rebuttal to that. Oh, wait, I do.
Studies show that 95% of the Vikings Connected audience is made up of your parents. Most likely your parents are old people. You want to know what Vikings Connected host Erin Newberg wants to do? She wants to put those old people in a home. Let's keep the old people where they want to be, in front of a TV watching Vikings Connected. Vote Chris Hockey for host this November. And yes, I voiced my own ad.
That's obviously not true. I would never do. I love old people. My grandma's old, my dad's old, my grandpa's old. At least I'd never do this.
August 12th, 2016. While performing a concert at Gerald's Grindhouse in Aberdeen, South Dakota, Chris Hockey left his audience shocked and appalled when he bit the head off of a live balloon animal. Why did this happen? Because Chris Hockey is insane.
You guys, woo! There they go, hippity-pity, extrude-a-loop. Okay, now that did happen, but in my defense, I was drunk. Listen, this is kind of getting out of hand. I feel kind of bad about this.
It is. I mean, I'm starting to think with this behavior, maybe neither one of us are the right choice.
Yeah, you know, it's a good point. I think perhaps we should all vote for this guy.
Today, Americans head to the polls to cast their ballots
for the next president of the United States.
Though he never campaigned, I know who I'm voting for.
I want a president who's going to stand up for his people.
What? In my mind, the
I know. Well, you can't make it in your mind.
I want a president who shows resolve in tough times.
And just stick to our business, focus on what we do, because when we do what we try to do all the time, we're pretty damn good.
I want a president who's known for having a strong defense.
I want a president that's not afraid to chew me out on the sideline.
Hey, get these mother going!
I know who I'm voting for.
Vote Zimmer.
Vote Mike Zimmer.
I vote Mike Zimmer.